Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you, Ronnie? What's
good,
going on?
Good, buddy. What's going on with you today, baby?
Well, I'm thrilled because we're talking Real Housewives of Miami, and this episode was so good and so hilarious. It was actually so good that I took myself over to social media and I proclaimed, first of all, I don't know if there's going to be a show that's going to be able to top Miami this year. Salt Lake City is going to be the strongest contender. We're going to see. Salt Lake obviously comes back in September. And Salt Lake City has been on a tear for several seasons, and they are pretty much the elite cast to beat on Bravo. But after watching last night's Miami episode, I'm like, this is going to be a hard one to top. Miami is like batting 1,000. They are having an excellent season, and I don't know. And so then I went and I ranked all my favorite shows of the year so far. So I really went into a tizzy.
Quite a day.
I literally ranked every single Bravo show of 2025 so far. And I said, this is my favorite from top to bottom. And actually what I discovered was that like the majority of the shows I really loved, like Next Gen New York City wound up sort of like mid to low pack on the list. And people were like, you put it too low. And I'm like, actually, I loved Next Gen New York City. I just loved everything this year on Bravo for the most part. I mean, I loved Southern Charm. A lot of people didn't love Southern Charm. I loved Southern Charm. I loved Beverly Hills. I loved it all. I love this. I love The Pocket. I love The Seam.
Everything. Well, I love it. I love that you had that moment where you just gave love to everything. That's so good.
That's
you don't even need drugs to do that kind of shit, you know? That's been on a sober night. You know I'm drunk or something when I'm like, you know what? Here's everything that I love. I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate everything that I love. You can do that shit sober, you know? I love it.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's how good Miami was. Miami was so good, it uncorked all my love for all the Bravo shows. And I think I put Miami as number one. Should I just pull it up at this point? Should I just
sure.
say some of them? I won't go through the whole list. I mean, but I think I put Miami is definitely number one. I put as my number two. I said the Valley is number two. I think the Valley was really like, yeah. I think the Valley was really like appointment television. I'm putting Orange County as number three so far. This is, by the way, so far. It could all change by the end of the year. I think Orange County is having a great season so far. I'm really enjoying it. This is a little controversial. I put Beverly Hills as number four. Maybe I put that slightly too high. But I was like, at first it was lower, but then I was thinking back and I was like, I had so much fun with Sutton and her mom and Dorit losing her mind and Dorit yelling at Kyle. There was like a lot of joy that I had at watching that season. Southern Hospitality, I put at number five. I think we've forgotten about it, but it had such a good season. And then Love Hotel, I almost wanted to put Love Hotel higher because I just loved Love Hotel. And then it goes on from there. I won't go through all of it. And you guys can just make a guess at what my last one is on the list. But so I just love
the McBee dynasty. God, somebody over there doesn't enjoy a dribble door. One of the best shows of all time. You know, it's so funny how your hatred of that show makes me like it so much more. I don't know what it is about it, but I think it's so fun. Listen, and I feel like the listeners really like you hating something too, because it's just not your general vibe. So I think the biggest compliment we get on that show is that you hate it so much. It's a lot of comments like, wow, Ben hates this. I love it.
I normally am a Bravo apologist. Like if I like something, I will just like it and be like, no, it's great. Even when it starts to decline.
Yeah.
So it is nice to just outright hate something. But I love that you love it. Like I genuinely love that you love it. And then it's fun. But anywho, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Miami. As a reminder, We have tonight, there's going to be Crappy Hour, where we are going to be talking about the latest headlines and goss on Bravo. Mm-hmm. We always have fun with that. That's going to be at 5:30 on the West Coast and 8:30 on the East Coast. And then you can just figure out your time zones if you're not in those. And then also we're on Patreon. We have bonus episodes. Last week we had a really, really fun bonus episode where we told tales of our youth and interacting with certain celebrities like Robert Goulet and Sally Kellerman and Diane Cannon. And maybe there's another celebrity that was in there. Emmylou Harris, maybe. Come join us on Patreon for all that good stuff. Plus, Crap is on Demand, where you can watch the video. But that's enough. We've talked enough.
You can see us both in collared shirts today.
Yeah, we're
Ben looks very
today.
Cute in a little preppy shirt. I'm Thank in like you. An Easter shirt. I don't know. I'm wearing Easter colors lately. I'm really into it.
This is a Gap polo shirt, and I have to say I've been enjoying this shirt so much that after this we're done recording, I'm gonna go to the Gap and see if I can get more polo shirts. I'm hoping that they're still there and that they have not started to transition into their fall wear.
Well, for anyone who's wondering, I'm heading over to Palm Springs today for the weekend, and I was gonna take my friend with me, one of my little Persian besties, Mike. Hi Mike, love you. And he's like, I can't drive with you because I'm gonna stop on the way because the outlets. And I was like, of course, the Persian is like, we're going to the outlets. Because every time we go to Palm Springs with the Persian, they pull over. Like every time. Nadine does it too. Every single time. Persian. It's like, where has Nadine been? And it's like 4 hours. Of this. She's like, I'll be 10 more minutes. So, yes, I'm going to have to go to the outlets. Because, come on. Or maybe I'll save it for the ride back. But that Sunday, that's going to be hell. So I think maybe
You're going to want to. You want to do it today.
But my friend Brandy's coming in from New York, and she lands in Palm Springs at 2:45. So I just told her, get an Uber to the house and gave her the door code. And then I'm going to go to the outlets. I'll buy her something.
You should go to the outlets today. Outlets. It won't be as crowded today.
And oh, no, because I'll have Bueller in the car.
Bring Bueller to the outlets. Everyone brings their dog everywhere.
Oh, it's like California. That's true. I could just be like, I don't even have to say anything. You just bring him in. Right.
Last time I went to the Cabazon outlets, I saw Faye Resnick there. So what star might you see there?
Did she have a dog?
No, she was with an older man and they were walking along and she was wearing a cowboy hat. And I thought, wow.
Oh, God. Fucking Kyle friends of Kyle. They're just all in their cowboy era.
Yeah. No, definitely go to the outlets today because everyone is thinking that they're going to go to the outlets on the way back and it's packed on Sundays. So
all right,
do it today.
Go to the outlets today, baby.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I hope
get yourself
poop.
Something cute.
If people can take their dogs to Whole Foods, I can take my dog to the Old Navy outlet. Then that's right. It. All right. Let's get on with it. So I can go because now I'm excited to go to the outlets.
I know we really should be podcasting because you actually are trying to get to Palm. You're actually trying to go on vacation right now for your birthday weekend. And I'm yammering about. And here's my top 10 favorite commercials I saw on Bravo last
night. That's
not
yammering. Come on. That's worth it. I wanted to hear it. And I don't go on the social enough. So it was good to hear it.
This was on Blue Sky. I don't think you're even on Blue Sky, so you probably wouldn't have even seen it anyway.
No, I'm not on
Blue Sky. I sort of have like different content on different platforms I'm discovering.
Oh, really? So follow him on everything, everybody. If you want to see the same picture for 3 months at a time, you can follow me because that's all I put.
I do a lot of board game content on Blue Sky. I feel like I'm oddly self-conscious about my board game content because I feel
Are liberals more into board games than other
no,
people?
No, I just feel like me tweeting about board games on Twitter, people are just going to be like, what? But for some reason, Blue Sky, I haven't it's a new persona I can establish. So I mainly do that. But then I randomly threw in this like top 10 Bravo something another. Let's talk about Miami. This episode was so fucking good. So hilarious.
Season 7, episode 12, Uncivil in Seville. Yes. So here we are at a restaurant. Larsa fighting because Lisa is taking calls about needing to find a notary.
A notary.
And it's very upsetting to everybody. Everybody's very upset with Lisa in this episode. And it's so funny to me because I just think Lisa's so nice. Like, Lisa never does anything to anybody. So she's late. Who cares? Just leave without her. I mean, I don't understand how it's this making everybody this fucking crazy. And then even Stephanie whips out her plane again. Like, well, we're going to decide who's going to ride my plane. No one wants to fuck you and your old man balls plane. Okay. I don't care about you and your draggy old man nuts plane. Shut up about that plane.
can't.
Stephanie's starting to wear on me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I've been a fan of her all season. I think that she's been a great casting choice. I've been really enjoying her being obnoxious, but she is starting to wear on me a bit. And I think that her using this airplane, like a kid bringing a toy to school and then like being able to use that and have a power trip of who gets to play with a toy, is getting a little annoying to me.
Yeah,
it is hilarious, but it's annoying. And I'm also getting annoyed with her laughing in her confessionals, thinking that everything she says is so damn funny. And I say this as someone who laughs at his own stupid jokes on a podcast.
Literally, that's all we do, is sit here and laugh at ourselves all day.
Like right now, I just laughed at it. I just did it. But that being said, wait, no, Lisa would drive me nuts. Okay. Because, I think her constant disrespect of being extremely tardy is actually, I think that's rude. So she may be a nice person. She may be nice to talk to. She's a brat. I'm sorry. It has to be acknowledged, and not a fun brat. Like Charlie XCX. She's a full on brat, and, it's enough.
I mean, look, I get it. I'm not saying that being late is, you know, cute or okay, or that I love it, because we all know I will leave your ass if you're late. But I mean, the amount of the punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime is all I'm saying. Like she gets in her own way. I mean, she was late to this trip. She had to take a train. She had to carry her own luggage. She had to do all this shit. And she's still late. Like she's never going to learn. It's just who she is. So you know what? I just don't understand why everybody needs to be like, oh my God, should we disinvite? Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, the disinvite had nothing to do with her being late.
It literally did though. Stephanie was like, I don't want her on my plane.
Oh, well, she eventually used that as an excuse, but we'll get into this stupidity. Yeah. I think Stephanie just wanted to create like a power dynamic where like, oh no, you might get kicked off the 22-minute flight. I think that's what she wanted to do. She did not sincerely care about whether or not she was on the plane. Okay, yeah. So we're back at the restaurant where we left off last week, where Larsa was getting mad at Lisa because Jody was texting her, and Larsa's like, I don't need this shit in my life. Like, and she tells us, so Jody texts me, he texts me, and like, I'm trying to like let it go and like, and all drop, and but like, you seem to like not want to. This is what he says. He says, I'm trying to let it all go and drop it all, but like, you seem to not want to and let this fight go, like, and like, yeah, I just want to let this fight go, like, but we've been trying to do so. And I said, I never in my life said anything rude to you, like, ever, like.
And then we get a flashback of Larsa. If you don't understand that, Jody, you're like a fucking, like, psycho, like, fucking, like. So the editor is just so funny. And then Larsa, I love Larsa struggling to sound 15 at all times. Hold on.
Yes.
Sorry, I was sneezing. So she's like, this is like Delulu. This is like Delulu, like. And she says it that word 10 times.
Like
she did, because it sounds like new slang to her.
Yeah, I think that she, like, maybe it was either she either learned that or she got confused about, like, La Boo Boo, and then she started saying Delulu or whatever it is. But she used it, like, every scene she was saying Delulu.
Yeah.
I love when she picks up new slang. So Marisol,
it's like my sister lot- still saying, that is the bomb.com.
So
she Marisol told a bowl of rice recently that it had Riz. I was like, I don't think you're using that right. She's like, no, this rice has Riz. Yeah, my sister. I think she just heard the word Riz. And so she's like, wow, this rice is Riz. I said, I don't think that's.
You know, Kyle Richards is going to be saying Riz all of next season of Beverly Hills. She really will be.
That's
so
funny.
There's a lot of back and forth in this scene, because there's like a group that's away from the table. And there's a group at the table. So Marisol goes from the Larsa group, which that's away, and goes back to the table. Says, all right, there's the situation. The situation is that Jody has been sending her texts all afternoon, so she's upset and probably needs a cocky. And Adriana goes, Marisol, there's a legal motion going on, and we got to take care of that first, and then we'll deal with the Jody fight for tomorrow and tomorrow's episode.
Fine. One of the funniest things is all these ladies seeing text, because we all know how a wall of text looks to these ladies, and it's not good. It looks like a horror show. Everyone's horrified just seeing all the words. They're like, oh my God, someone made so many words. Like, you see Alexa looking at it. She's just blinking like, no, no, no. I'm like, you guys aren't even reading it. I don't even think it said anything that bad. You know, from what we've heard, it didn't say anything bad. It's like, please stop fighting. Please stop fighting a thing. You guys don't really understand. So Stephanie's like, why is Jody texting Larsa? Nobody significant other should be texting any lady. We are women. We don't text. Men cannot text women. This is insane.
And Alexia does her stand-up routine, which is like, it feels like he's like trying to stick up for Lisa and like fight for Lisa. See, ladies, that's the problem. We can't tell our men too much because they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, right? This is the difference between men and women, am I right? Like, men, you tell them too much, then they get involved. If you tell them too little, they don't get involved. Am I right, ladies? Anyone? Anyone?
Did she say it later where she was like, this is why we can't let them watch a show. Don't let them watch a show because they go crazy. That was really funny.
I don't think I remember hearing her say that.
Oh, I think. Well, maybe it's just in my head, but I think that when she said that, she was like, "This is, you can't let them watch a show, or you can't let them watch it because this is what they do.
Go nuts.
They get mad." And so Lisa joins the Larsa group, and she's like, "Listen, can we just stop, Larsa? Go back to dinner. Come on." She's like, "No, I like want to get off this ride, like Lisa, like I've got to like get like off like the ride, like." So Lisa just ignores her. She's like, "Oh God, I'm going upstairs. I'll take the call. Just go eat, like Jesus Christ." So Adriana's like, "Larsa, there's two separate issues. Jody should not be texting you, and then there's Lisa with lawyers and her children. This is very bad. Let me tell you when Lost started. Lost started over the sale of a goat. People were very upset about it in Jesus time. For coaches, Jesus Christ, we don't have time for this right now, Adriana.
It's been going on for like 3 years, like every day is like the worst day of my life, like, come on now, like." So Gertie goes all the way upstairs to find Lisa, who's like crying. And then Larsa's like, "I mean, from the time you sat down, it's like, do you have a notary? Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have this and that? Do you have XYZ and this and that and XYZ? It's like changed the whole dynamic. Like no one wants to hear about a notary when you're having dinner. Like notary public, more like it should be notary private."
Larsa, you changed the dynamic when you start screaming and yelling at people at dinner. Like, you're the one who turned this into a big fight and started getting up and leaving and doing all this. I love it. It's like, she changed the dynamic. Like, it was, like, so peaceful, like.
Larsa just does not like that Lisa might be centering, like, getting attention. Because Lisa does have, for whatever reason, she has some sort of legal issue that needs to be resolved in an hour. And she needs a notary. And she's, like, freaking out. And Larsa hates this. Like, oh, my God. Just as usual. Like, Larsa is mad that Lisa might be pulling the attention of the cameras at that moment because of this notary. Or she may even believe that Lisa planned it so that way this would happen. So Larsa's just like obviously really pissed off. But Larsa's only pissed off because she wants to be the one in that position who gets all the attention.
A notary, like. So Larsa's like, yeah, don't kill the vibe, like, for the rest of us. Like, we're here to like celebrate. Like, this is like Tallulah, like Tallulah. This is like Tallulah, like Lou. Like.
So then upstairs, Lisa's sobbing and she's like, what a fucking bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, leave me alone. Okay, you know what? Notary first. Okay, let's go to a more quiet place. Okay, let's go. Let's sit. Okay, we're going to a new room. New room. We're going to our third location in 30 seconds on this TV show. Okay, we're here to focus on what's most important. A notary public. I swear to God, I've never had so much attention put onto a notary in the history of Bravo.
The notary needs to come on screen. I need the notary to be a character. Notary. Remember, she was already on Salt Lake City.
No, Terry. Right. No.
I forgot about that.
We need to have Terry, show up on this show.
No, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Listen here, Lisa. You think you're going to have dinner? This ain't no time for dinner. I'm no Terry, and it's time to get some shit signed. Have a seat. You've got 1 hour. You better get this signed before appetizers come, or you're screwed.
No, Terry, no.
No, Terry's such a bitch.
So Gertie's like, oh, my God. Things are stressful. Here comes Gertie. Gertie is going to solve this. Okay, what do we got to do? Let's get a game plan. Okay, you've got a notary. We got to sign that first. The second thing we're going to do, we're going to eat something. Okay, you got that? Okay, you feel better? Me too. We got this. We got it.
My darling, this is a walk in the park to other situations that I've been in the midst of, such as a groom saying no at the altar. That's right, everyone. A groom saying no at the altar. Easy. I could do this in my sleep. Goodified.
So, and this is how I handled it at the wedding.
The groom has said no at the altar. The groom has said no at the altar. Get the bride's text, put them on a screen, and embarrass the bitch. All right? The groom is paying for this wedding. All right, he's paying for 75% of it. All right, let's embarrass the groom, too. Do something embarrassing to the groom, too. Okay? By the way, is my headshot still above the bride and the groom where they're supposed to be standing? Okay, great. Great.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I just feel like I'm paralyzed like a cat, like a scaredy cat. Oh, paralyzed like a cat. That old chestnut. You know when you feel paralyzed like a cat? Cats are known for being paralyzed. You know, when I think of a cat, I don't think of something that's nimble and moves quickly and can get everywhere all at once. I think of something that's just paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Like a scaredy cat.
Help me. I'm paralyzed. Paralyzed. So Alexia back at the table is like, you know what? I just don't believe you have an hour. Like, that doesn't sound right. I've never heard of a notary like that. Like, that's crazy. Like, what is there, a timer? I don't believe it. I love Alexia with all her notary knowledge. He's like, this is not how notaries work. Okay.
No, this is not a notary. Like, okay, it's not called a yesery. It's called a notary. And I say no. So Adriana's like, Alexia, you know how men play games, okay? Babe, Lenny knows she's here. If Todd came for you and you needed to get something...
Leave Todd out of it. You leave Todd out of it. No more talking about Todd. We have had enough of Todd. I will not have that nerd out of...
Okay, jeez.
I wish they replayed that moment later on in the episode when Alexia was patting herself on the back for handling herself like a lady at all times in Varn countries.
She's like, leave him out of it, por favor. We're not talking about Todd anymore, por favor. Yeah, if this is all going on, Lisa's about to leave her kids, then why is Jody sending you texts? I mean, why isn't he helping her? Jody should be helping.
Meanwhile, Jody is on the phone with Lisa, so Gertie gets on the phone. She's like, okay, Jody, it's Gertie. Hi. Do you have any text messages from the notary? Can we put them up on the screen? No? Okay. Jody, tell me everything. Tell me what has to be done right now. I'm on it. Gertie is on it. Do you need bouquets? Does the notary need bouquets? I can get them there in a second. What about a cake? Do you need table arrangement? Do you need a seating chart? What does the notary need? I will provide it.
Jody, before we do anything else, I need you to know this. The groom has left the bride. The groom has left the bride.
He's like, oh, Jody, Lisa.
Do you see a DJ? Do you see the DJ, Jody? Do you need a DJ? Do you need a band? Band or DJ? Which do you prefer? Past apps or no past apps? We're doing buffet? Buffet table service? What do you need, Jody? Just tell me.
I see an actor, I think, from Roseanne.
Oh, no. They sent the wrong DJ again. God, they keep sending him.
Lisa, I think you have until 5 p.m. Eastern, and that's an hour and 3 minutes from now, okay? There's a girl named Giselle. She's an online notary. You remember her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. We used Giselle before.
Yeah, you did it before. You just got to go to a computer.
Oh, no, a computer. How am I going to find a computer in an hour and 3 minutes?
You can use your phone.
Okay, I got a phone. Okay, I can do that.
Lisa, don't get yourself wrapped up in these fights, okay? Okay? I mean, I'll show you the text messages. And Gertie's like, Jody, Gertie, clean the laugh. Copy. Okay, Jody, listen, with Larsa, don't even engage any longer. Forget her number, okay? Don't text her directly. It's not a good look, Jody. It's not a good look, Jody, okay? Next time you think of texting Larsa, go into the room for some AC. Are we still using that? Go to the room for some AC, Jody.
Oh, I'm having some right now. Look, now I just really need Lisa to make sure she gets this notary public, okay? That's all I want right now for Lisa.
Exactly. That's my focus as well. Exactly. Meeting adjourned. We did it. Hold on. Stay on the phone for one more minute while I nod consistently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eagle has landed. So the other women are ordering, and Adriana.
Gertie was so intense in this scene. I just have to applaud Gertie for her being like, we are going to figure this out. Notary, got it. Lisa, you heard that? Notary? Okay, great. You're not going to text the girls no more? Okay, great. We got it. All right, everybody. Let's hold hands. Let's say a prayer.
We're going to do this. We're going to get out on the field. We're going to find the groom. We're going to drag him back by his ankles and say, you don't leave a wedding. You show up at a divorce like everybody else. Okay? Got it.
Lisa needs that, though, because if she's on her own, she starts to spiral. She needs someone to come in and take care of her because, again, she's kind of like a little brat. So Adriana is announcing that she went to mass today because I'm sensitive. I can't deal with this anymore. And Larsa just looks at her, goes in her like angry, her true Larsa voice. She goes, Adriana, just go to the corner and cry. And she's like, but why? It's like, all you do is make excuses for someone else's bad behavior.
She's like, I'm not making excuses. I'm saying I can't take it anymore. I had to go to mass and I had to make tears. Okay.
What kind of mass you have to go to? Like mass murder? Like, get out of here. Nobody believes you, Adriana.
Like, no, I'm telling you, when people hurt, I feel it. I feel it right here in my heart.
Your heart is on the other side, stupid.
Still.
Adriana always, like, I mean, when I think of an empath, I'm like, oh, it's Adriana. She's the one. She's the one who feels people's emotions. She's like,
well, she's definitely got a path in her personality, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I do not appreciate when people who gang up on someone. I've been there myself and it didn't feel good. I'm like, you're the one who's always trying to get people to your side so that way you can lead a gang up on someone. Every single season.
Yeah. So Julia's like,
you know what would make everybody feel better? If we made kisses. I will kiss everybody.
Oh, sit down with your fucking junior high girls making out thing. Yeah, sit down. Stupid. No one needs to see you giving away your free makeouts with everybody. Gross. Sit down.
So Lisa finishes up with whatever she needs to do. And she's like, this is a major life moment. Okay, I'm getting divorced and I'm on a girls trip at a dinner with a crazy lady yelling at me and making it about her. And I'm just like grateful to have two of my friends there for me. I'm like, but was this the divorce? I don't think this was the divorce signing. That's the problem with Lisa, is that she's like, this is such a major event. I'm getting divorced. I'm like, but you've been getting divorced for years now.
And there, like, is no expiration date on Lenny trauma.
There is none, but like, you can't make every time you sign a document be like a moment that you need to have like a celebration. Okay. Like when you get to the big one where it's the last document, that's when you can party.
The final document party.
Yeah.
So Lisa, Adriana, and Gertie come back to the table and Marisol's like, monkey, everything's solved. She's like, everything's solved. Okay. Let's just have a little chit chat. Okay. What's the problem?
Well, why don't you like tell me what the problem like is? Like, I don't know. I've been dealing with legal stuff. It's been very difficult. But your boyfriend like is texting me like things like he shouldn't like be texting me like. So like,
what were they?
I couldn't read it. It was like really hard, but it was a lot. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah. So Lisa is like, well, everyone, all of America, this is the harassing text message that Jody sent to Larsa. Larsa, stop. I don't want this fight. You can't point at the sky and tell me it's not blue.
Uh-uh. You actually can. It's not blue, especially at sunset. Okay, stupid.
Anyway, the texts continue.
Listen, I don't want to argue with you. Clearly, we're not on the same page. What fight? Have a good night.
And Jody responded, we don't need to be on the same page. It's in the past if you let it go.
Yeah. So
nothing too inflammatory.
No, nothing too inflammatory. But, you know, it is a guy texting the woman in a fight. But Lisa does have a point later where she's like, well, she keeps bringing up his name on TV. So I don't know. But I still think in general, like a housewife's rule, the guy shouldn't get involved, you know.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's also this cast taking a text and making it the worst thing ever. Like this, I think they still haven't read the Gertie text that she put up on the screen. They're like, oh my God, the worst thing to ever happen.
I mean, I think that like Jody was just trying to de-escalate and Larsa is kind of like, what? Like, who is he to try to de-escalate when this is between me and Lisa? He should butt out. I think that's what, I don't think that he, hearing these texts, that this is an accurate representation, doesn't sound like what he was saying was like, that bad. But I do understand, it's like, hey, like, this is between me and my coworker at the moment, okay, and we're trying to have a scene, so like, get out of it.
But she but the reason he's texting her is because she said in the elevator fight she was bringing up Miami and saying he was like a cokehead in Miami and like raging at everybody in Miami or whatever, so that's why I think he's texting
from Milan or Miami.
Milan, yeah, sorry, yeah. The other me.
So Lars is like, I never involved him. Your boyfriend is the one who involved himself when we were in Milan.
And then we see a month ago that Lars is saying that Jody Actually, the kernel of it is that Jody told Larsa that he believes that Larsa set up the photo of Marcus doing coke. So Lisa's like, you're acting like a victim right now, okay? You're acting like a victim. Now hold on 1 second. I need to find another notary. Oh my God, my children.
She's the villain. She's like, you're disgusting. Like Alexia, could you like tell her to shut up? Because like it works when you do it.
It's like, you're making it worse, okay? Like the way you're being right now, you're just going to keep yelling at each other, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. We all know that's not good. Listen, we know if there's a problem, this is how you do it. Let me, everybody watch the star right now.
Oh my God, more, no, please. Please don't ever let me be around a narcissist again. Please.
Okay, try it.
Victim, she's the victim, okay? Like, oh, this happened to me and that happened to me and this and that and XYZ and I have a yeast infection. It's like nonstop, like.
It's like yeast infection. She goes, yeah, she like has a yeast infection.
Lisa,
very like, yeah, sorry, man.
Monk, I saw you taking notes, by the way. You're taking notes. She's like, yeah, well, I take notes like a student. The names that she's called me, that she called me a groupie. Can you believe it? And so Stephanie's like, do you take notes about me? Do you talk about my private jet? Do you talk about how wealthy I am? Do you talk about the Shoji Group? Do you give us good publicity? Do you give us a good write-up? Or do you have a good review?
No, not yet. Listen, I take notes because of my divorce. I've learned you got to take notes about everything. I mean, look, here's all the things she called me. A groupie. I forgot. Forgot the other words. You see? I also said you had a yeast infection about 2 minutes ago. Ah, hold on. I forgot that. I'm going to write that down. Hold on. Yeast. And wait a minute.
I made a sick burn about notary private instead of notary public.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me write that one down. Okay. Hey, that was mean.
And Kiki's like, no, you don't do that when you're having conversations with your friends. And she goes, yeah, it's smart. You guys should all take notes. First of all, why is Lisa getting shit for wanting to take notes? The person you guys should be giving shit to is Yolanda Foster, who taught Erica Jane how to take notes. That's how this all started in Housewives Land. And it's also very good advice because Yolanda told Erica to do it because of reunions. You go to the reunion and then suddenly everybody's giving you all this crap and you don't remember what was said. And it was edited a certain way. So Yolanda told her when you leave the set and there was a fight or something, you need to write it all down so you can remember in the argument. And that's what Erica does. And I think it's very smart. It's very smart housewives behavior.
Yeah. The problem is that Lisa's doing it actively in front of them. And I think that's where it feels wrong. Cause it's like, there's like a stenographer right there. Like Marisol said last week, what am I, a stenographer? So I think like, it's like, take your notes, but after you're done shooting or go to the bathroom or something. But if you're sitting there like writing down actually on the fly, people get weirded out by that.
Well, too bad. Then Larsa should stop being mean. And that's what's going to happen. It's like Shannon Bedore being all abusive and then being shocked that someone would whip out a phone and record it. You guys are on TV in front of cameras. You're constantly being recorded. And now you're going to get mad that somebody's taking notes about it.
Larsa's like,
can you imagine like being friends with someone who's like taking notes on you? Like, can you even imagine that? Like, at least take a photo and put it on the gram, but not just notes. Like,
it's dangerous.
I mean, where Lisa really went wrong is telling them that she was taking notes. Like, why would you do that? You know, just take the notes. You don't need to be telling people what you're doing. I think Lisa was just so proud that she was spelling things, you know?
Yeah. Well, I like, and Alexia saying how it's all scary. She's like, it's very scary. It's very scary. So Larsa says,
I'm not sitting in a court of law where you have to take notes on our conversations. Can she even spell dumb? D-M-U-B?
Stupid Larsa. I love that that's the biggest word she could come up with. Could she even spell like dumb? So Adriana says, oh, well, she's taking notes to keep it straight. Might not be a bad idea. Oh, you can't take mental notes? Like, I've been taking mental notes the entire trip.
Well, there's no difference between a mental note and a written note. It's the same purpose.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that was a strong case. Because the whole idea, the principle of it is that you're keeping tabs and you're keeping, like, you're keeping score of all this stuff, and they don't like that. But like a mental note and a written note, I think, are not that different. So Lisa's like, well, when you're in legal stuff like I am.
This isn't legal, Lisa. This is a group of friends, Lisa. Okay. This is a group of friends. It's not legal.
Friends don't do that, like. Friends.
Yeah.
Well, we're not really friends, actually. Okay. We're not.
Okay, then you don't need to sit across from me then. You can, like, sit over there, like.
That's That's like Lars's big move this dinner. Anytime someone annoys her, she banishes them to the corner of the table. She did it to Adriana earlier.
If you're going to cry, like, cry over there, like.
Yeah, go to mass, like. So Gertie's like, oh my God, they're going to do this online.
Can we have fun? I want to have fun. Let me kiss people. Oh yeah, you haven't been a great friend like you always say, Larsa, okay? Okay?
And so Julia starts kissing Marisol, and then she starts trying to change the energy by kissing everybody. You know what? Take your herpes energy over there. Get the fuck out of here with your energy changing. I'm like, this bad enough I have to listen to people fight. Now I got to get like sexually mauled by your creepy goat ass. Get over there.
Well, that being said, Gertie and Julia did kiss, and Gertie tried to give tongue. So they seem to have become friends again. Now it's the morning. Alexia's FaceTiming Johnny. She's like, oh, Johnny, I'm sorry. I don't want to make this FaceTime. I want this FaceTime to be all about you. All about you. Can you believe Todd? Todd.
Then we go to Gertie and Adriana going to Lisa. And so Lisa's got boots on and Adriana's like, come on, let's have fun. I don't know. They're all splitting apart to do their group stuff. And so Alexia, Julia, Stephanie, Larsa, and Marisol go walk through a tile making neighborhood and talk about how beautiful everything is. And they go meet Paula, the ceramicist. And she goes, have you ever painted on ceramic before? And Alexia goes, no, we haven't even like painted like on paper.
What?
Alexia's never painted on paper her entire life. No, I've heard of this concept of painting, but I don't know. Not in front of Frankie. I almost painted, but then Frankie was there. I was like, I don't want to do this in front of Frankie.
And Stephanie says, I do it all the time in meetings. I take notes that say Masood with hearts.
Jackson, by the way, my son, my new adopted son Jackson, made a Picasso painting on my truck with a rock.
Like, okay. Oh. Well,
Picasso must have early access to the season. I love that he's just like completely fucking up our car.
His Picasso painting. I'm not sure. Martinez said it spells word, but if it spells word, it says, fuck you, get off show. Don't understand.
Martina's like, well, I guess it's open season. And she starts like dipping paint, tennis balls in paint and banging them against her truck.
What are you doing to my truck? Everyone, it is not canvas.
So Alexia tells Marisol, please don't paint what you painted in the room yesterday. That was too much. And she's like, oh yeah, I was male genitalia, guys. It's been a while since I've talked about penises. I paint really good penises, everybody. I love them. So now they all take turns drawing penises. Julia's is horrifying.
That's at first I was like, okay, whatever, because I think they did this on Potomac once, where they all had to like draw like vaginas or something like that. But Julia's, what was funny is that she was like, what, you think a lesbian cannot draw penis? Let me do it. And she like, it's honestly such an easy shape to do. And like hers was some weird bone.
It was okay. The head of the penis, right? Instead of being like a circle or a mushroom, was split in two, like a double-headed dragon or something. And I was like, what kind of penis have you been with, girl? You had a double header?
It was all strange. And she signed it too. She signed it like, oh, this is very accurate. I will sign it. I am artist now. Like, what? It was so deranged. And I'll say Stephanie's was crazy too. She did like a big old mushroom head and it looked like an umbrella. I was like,
Hers was the scariest. Okay, so she had almost a normal looking penis. So it had like the head, but then it had these little wings that came out of the side and went from the shaft to the head, and then they had lines on them like dragon wings, like it was spreading its wings.
I think
what is Masood doing over there? That's one old dick. Okay, that's a lot of foreskin going crazy. Okay, when the foreskin unravels like wings, you're not supposed to like be happy about. Something's wrong. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it seemed like she had made the mushroom head too mushroomy, so she was trying to like now contour it back into the shaft, but now it just looked like it had dragon wings, which was not what I needed to envision for Masood.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So the other group is just walking through Seville. And they're going through all these beautiful old palaces. And Adriana, who has, you know, a degree in art history and is also the resident expert on all things, is basically explaining every single thing that they walk around and through.
Yeah. And so she's like, the name Alcazar comes from Arabic, which means the fortress. Gertie's like, oh, we've got our own private Inspector Gadget over here.
Inspector Gadget has agreed to marry the Alcazar. Okay. Inspector Gadget has agreed to marry the Alcazar.
She's the jack of all trades, Miss Inspector Gadget, which I love because Inspector Gadget has nothing to do with like art history or like having an awareness of, you know, Sevilla or like.
Was it her outfit like, that she was wearing? I think it was the outfit. Was she wearing like a trench coat or something?
She was wearing like a little hat and trench coat. So she called her Inspector Gadget, which was just so funny to me. So
the gold leaf ceiling and everything. And she's like, this was the place of birth of Maria de Bourbon. Okay. She was a queen. And they're like, oh my God. So we hear about Adriana. She's like, I've traveled to 58 different countries. I lived in Paris and studied art history. I also lived in Florence. I studied Italian art and then Rome. And this is why, what I'm about to be like place. This is why I'm able to be in places like this and understand. Listen, I've been to a lot of places too. And guess what I know? Dick. I don't know shit. Okay, so good on you.
Yes. So then back over by the tiles, Stephanie turns to Larsa and goes, Larsa, I want to make sure you're comfortable. Do you want Lisa to be invited on the plane? Because I want to make sure you're happy. Now, this is a trap. This is because the thing is this. It was not even on the table. They were just all going to go on a plane. Whether they were fighting or not, they're all going to go on a plane. Stephanie has now created a situation where it's like, oh, there's an option that we can exclude Lisa. So she is doing this truly as a power play so she can disinvite Lisa, I believe.
And she's doing Lars it over and over. She's playing the same card over and over. She just did it on the way here. Only some of you can come on my plane because it's like too small for everybody for a long trip. So I'm going to pick my favorites. And then she pulled that. And then she tried to say, oh, Marisol, do you want to come without Alexia? Oh, Alexia, do you want to come without Marisol? And then that failed. So now she's going to do it again. This girl is a horrible, horrible human being.
Yeah, she's also a brat. So Lars is like, I was shaking so bad yesterday. Like, I don't know if I want to be on the same plane as her. Yeah, but she wasn't violent and she wasn't like, there's no reason why you should feel uncomfortable. You can be annoyed at her, but not uncomfortable, not enough to exclude her and enforce a mass inconvenience and expensive inconvenience too. I mean, it's so obnoxious that she's now pulling the card that she's uncomfortable around Lisa. So Julia's like, well, there is nothing. There is something more about my friend, Derek, that I didn't tell you. Why it's so important for me to go? Because we are going to ask Derek and gay husband to be good parents. And they're like, oh. And I don't think anyone truly cares, but they're like, that's so sweet. So
it's very important for me to have the boys have male figures in their life who are hours and hours away and will never see boys. So it is extremely important that Martina is not the only decrepit person in this relationship with the word family. So now we are going to have godparents that are 90.
We are worried that Martina is just too feminine for these boys.
I worry that Martina won't be around to take care of the boys. So I'm picking people 20 years even older. Like, what the hell?
old gay man in a faraway country. So anyway, she's saying this to sort of set the stage that like, this is going to be an important and beautiful moment. And you saw how I lost my mind over just a simple Zoom call. So people better be on their best behavior. So now we go back to the others.
Yes, and another way to manipulate getting Lisa out of there, because now we have to worry about her babies. And also, I don't think that she's fully adopted those kids yet. I think that they're still waiting on the adoption to be final. Are you supposed to be giving godparents to kids that aren't your kids yet? What the hell? Their rules on this are confusing the hell out of me. I'm not really sure what's going on here. But I mean, I guess maybe they'll get a gift or something from the guys. So go for it.
Don't know.
Get them kids a gift. They deserve
so,
it.
They could, yeah, the kids can get a gift, aka a kit that will take the scratches out of a truck. So,
otherwise known as money from a gay man
Why did you accept money from a gay man? It's going to be like their first reunion on the Valley. Michelle will be there. Why did you accept money from a gay man to pay your bills?
To pay your bills. So Alexia wants Julia to talk to Lisa because she doesn't want Julia. She's like, I don't want you to not invite Lisa. Basically, she's like, give her a warning. And Stephanie says, Lisa gets away with anything in this group. She's been friends with them for a really long time, and they have learned to just accept the way she is and continue to allow her to be a destructive way, which I think is actually correct. I think they have just gotten used to it. It's kind of like what you were saying before, just accept her for who she is. But like, they're accepting really unacceptable behavior, honestly. But it's not behavior that would make you feel uncomfortable where you couldn't get onto a plane with her.
I mean, I don't know. I just can't. I mean, I obviously, I don't agree. I just think that Lisa's an asshole. I just think that they're being so mean to Lisa. I really do. I think they're just being jerks. When she goes, you know what? She's been friends with them for a really long time, and they've just learned to accept her. Well, yeah, that's called friendship, Stephanie. I know you don't have any of those, but that's how it is. You don't just like kick people off of planes and kick people out of your life and stop talking to every sister you've ever had and then cause problems between your mom and your sister so they're not speaking. That's not what friendship and love is, you know? You have people, it's like Meemaw says, the only normal people are the ones you don't know very well. Everyone's got something. You're going to have to learn to deal with fucking something with everybody. Just try and make Lisa on time, and if not, leave her. But you're new here, and you don't get to come into a 10-year relationship and start telling people that they need to all band together to kick people off that you don't like. Fuck off, Steph.
Well, that's a separate issue. I think that Lisa does act like a spoiled brat. And I think they have just gotten all used to it because it's easier just to be.
They all act like spoiled brats, though. That's the thing. Like on this cast, who doesn't act like an asshole? Alexia's making everything about her and fucking Todd. She makes her best friend coming into town. She has a party for him, makes it all about Todd and sobs the entire time. Marisol has a wedding every 5 minutes to get attention. Larsa is always dating some fucking star and doing OnlyFans to get attention. They're all psychopaths on this show. They're all crazy.
They are, but only one of them makes them wait an hour or
that's
two true. Hours.
I can't say that that's okay to make her wait. I won't say
I'm that. I think you should accept your friend's personalities maybe as they are, but when it's their behaviors and their actions are the things that are the problem, like in terms of impacting group, that's not acceptable.
I'm not saying it's acceptable. I'm saying Stephanie. This new girl has no right.
That's a whole other issue. That's a whole other issue. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with your argument on that. I'm just saying, let's not make it that Lisa is some angel. Okay, let's not say that Monk over here. Monkey's not some angel who's the victim of like this gang up here. She's creating her own issues. Okay?
I agree.
Stephanie is her own idiot.
I agree. Lisa has asshole behaviors, and I wouldn't sit around and wait for her for 2 minutes like they do. And I've said that
As Adriana says, there are two issues here. And that's the thing. Lisa being late over and over and over again should be called out and should be shamed. And by late, like really late, like really, really late. And Stephanie, you brandishing her plane like a weapon, like me giving out Jolly Ranchers in the back of the school bus in fourth grade just to make friends. That is also shitty and stupid as well. And they can coexist.
Yeah.
By the way, that was not for anyone who's wondering, who's listening at home, that was not an awkward silence. Ronnie was just sipping.
No, I was drinking. I was taking a nice big thirsty gulp because I'm a thirsty.
People are like,
bitch.
Oh my God, they're fighting. They're fighting right now.
No, it's not fighting. I just ultimately, I really like Lisa. And I think the way that they're dealing with her now is better than they've ever dealt with her, which is just leaving. She's not going to make the flight. Fine. She has to go.
That's
take
what it
a
should
train.
Have been. Should
she
have been
doesn't want to go to
late.
Dinner on time. Fine. They just leave. And then she shows up late. I just don't understand why they're doing that. And now they're so mad. It's like Lisa comes to dinner 2 hours late. Yes. Is it rude? Sure. And saying, Lisa, you're rude, I guess, is totally fine. But ultimately, like, why be so mad? It just seems like a waste of time to me. But you know what? I understand that I'm repeating myself over and over again, and I don't need to do that either. See, I'm becoming
crazy.
There is
something
like
I want to address. I want to address something. I do think that their fury at Lisa having to deal with the notary at dinner feels a little not manufactured, but like that, there's no reason for them to be mad at her about that. She got a call that she has to deal with a notary. I mean, does she make it everyone's business? Yes. Should she just step away and deal with it? Sure. But I don't think it's the end of the world. Larsa, that was Larsa being an asshole, making that like the biggest drama in the world. But, and I agree. I think that like, rather than Stephanie having this whole drama about like, she's not invited because she's going to, whatever this edit, the jetiquette is, she's going to violate it. If Lisa's late to the plane, Lisa's late to the plane, and she will have to make her own way to Marbella. But I don't think there has to be any more thought than that.
Yeah. And then her blaming everything, her being like, oh, you want to make excuses for her? It's been years where you've given her chances to be late and disrespect you. And she's also come in and ruined the environment,
which is her pronunciation of stuff is fun.
She ruined it. She's, you know what? You know what? She's going to bury this entire trip with all the things that she's ruined from it. She's going to bury it with ruined.
But accusing her of ruining the environment is silly when Larsa is the one having a fit and stalking off and getting up and leaving dinner and telling everybody to shut up and telling Adriana to shut up. It's like, it's fine for Larsa because she's your friend, but you're not calling her out like you call everybody else out. So be fair, yeah. Stephanie. Not that I would expect that from you, but come on, so man.
So now given the option, Larsa's like, I don't want to be on a plane with her, like. I don't want to be in a car with her, like. I don't want to be in a train with her, like. I don't want to be on a tram with her, like. I don't want to be on a tandem bike with her, like. I don't want to be on a skateboard with her, like. I don't want to be on anything with her, like. Okay, well, you know what? The good news is the plane ride's only 22 minutes. So that's the good news, everyone. Is she saying the good news is you guys can all deal because it's only 22 minutes? Or is she saying the good news is it'll be easy for Lisa because it's only 22 minutes? Not that inconvenient.
Yeah, she's just saying you only have to deal with her 22 minutes. Shut up. So Stephanie is like, everyone knows there's such a thing as jetiquette. It's etiquette on a jet, for those of you who didn't know. But Lisa's always like, for those of you who
can figure out the pun.
And I already think that rule number one of jetiquette, she's going to break it. And who wants bad vibes in the sky? Nobody. I'm going to kick her off for being possibly late to a plane.
Yes. Potentially late. So Larsa's like,
I'm in a situation, you're in a situation where you're with someone that's taking notes and sending them to someone who doesn't give a shit about you guys.
Like, wait, who's she sending the notes to? Jody? Is that what she's saying? Alexa's like, you know, something's going on with her. You know, Lisa was never like this. It's like, I don't know, she like going through a divorce or something. Like, something's going on with her.
It's crazy. You know, Lisa would never take a note. This is like crazy. Like she never even took him in school. That's why she got in trouble. And Marisol says, it's like she's thinking more now or something. I mean, all the wheels are spinning. I mean, it's disgusting. Who needs a thinking Lisa? This is terrible. This is where evolution goes wrong. Okay. People like Lisa weren't meant to think, monkey. Okay.
The expression is monkey see, monkey do, not monkey see, monkey think.
We've all seen like what it. Happens when monkeys start to think. I saw Planet of the Apes. James Franco is dead. He's dead now.
What would happen if Lisa takes over this planet? It'd be terrible. We got to get her to stop thinking.
I don't want to get sued. I like my money. And Lars is like, well, that's what I'm like saying. Like, I don't want to like be on the plane with her. Like, I'm not willing to lose anything for someone else's like situation. Like, and like, I think you can all like agree to like that. Like, okay, now you guys are making it that they're suing you. No one is suing you. She's saying that you called her name so she can remember to call you out at the reunion for all the names you called her. Okay. And we've seen Lisa at reunions and we see why she needs to take notes. Because Lisa at the reunion will be like, you were mean to me.
How?
That time you did that. Lenny.
So other group, Lisa's saying, this is the first time I've been on a trip. Okay, this is the first time on the trip, this whole trip, that I've been in the moment. I have had so much personal stuff going on, and I have to say, like, the lawsuits have like taken up so much of my time. I'm like, are you really in the moment? Because you're talking about the lawsuits actively right now while you're in the moment.
Do you know how hard it was being in Bali with lawyers? It was so difficult. It was the hardest vacation I've ever been on. I haven't had a break, guys.
Guys, Logan has been asking us to fix the relationship, and I just feel like I'm crumbling. So Kiki's like, well, I don't feel like it's okay for somebody's boyfriend to be calling another person in the group. She's like, well, she started it. I mean, she literally said his name, so it was about him. So yes, I told him. And Kiki's like saying, you know, it's bad enough that Jody's texting the women, but it's the amount of Texases, and that's not right. So Lisa,
how do you like, say it?
Texts.
Me texts. Too. I say texts.
Not Texases, but like the women on the show have been saying Texas. Texas.
Texties.
And that pops up every now and then.
Texties. Yeah, people texas. Say it differently. Housewives texas. Especially say texties, I think, or Texas.
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 Texas. Texas. That's I'd what say they say. Texts. It's kind of like Texas, but Texas.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.